Good morning. High pressure that brought us beautiful weather on Tuesday slid off the eastern seaboard overnight, and the humidity started to build back in. So did some cloud cover. And even a few scattered showers are working their way toward us from Pennsylvania and western New York. This is activity that's left over for some thunderstorms that were off to the west yesterday. This environment will become unstable and favorable for more numerous showers and thunderstorms as we get deeper into the morning, and especially this afternoon, as energy in the mid-levels of the atmosphere heads our way from the Ohio Valley, which will enhance some of the thunderstorms with severe weather possible, including heavy downpours, frequent lightning, strong wind gusts, and hail. Temperatures with the clouds and showers will remain in the lower 80s on average for afternoon highs. The energy will still be pivoting through during the evening and early part of the nighttime hours tonight, generating more showers and thunderstorms, especially in New England. After that, skies will become mostly cloudy as we start a drying trend, and areas of fog will develop overnight with lows back into the middle 60s. On Thursday, a stronger trough of low pressure will approach from the Great Lakes. This will generate a mix of sun and clouds and cooler temperatures. At the same time, we do run the risk in this environment for a few scattered showers, especially over the hills and mountains, as temperatures reach into the upper 70s to around 80. High pressure will then build in at the surface and produce beautiful weather starting Friday and lasting into the weekend. The humidity will continue to come down, and with sunshine, high temperatures on Friday and Saturday will make it into the mid-70s for afternoon highs. It'll remain comfortable on Sunday, a bit higher in the upper 70s to around 80 with full sunshine, and some clouds will mix with sunshine on Monday, and it'll be a bit warmer but still dry and highs in the lower 80s. By Tuesday, we'll watch the next disturbance approach, and that'll be our next chance of a few showers and thunderstorms with highs in the mid-80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, as low pressure strengthens over eastern Canada, the leading edge of a cold front is expected to push east across the Great Lakes, with showers and thunderstorms developing along and ahead of the front. Severe storms will remain a concern, especially across portions of the northern mid-Atlantic and into the northeast, where a weak upper-level disturbance moving in from the lower Great Lakes toward New England is expected to encourage storm development. Additional storms are also possible along and south of the front as it extends back through the Ohio Valley and into the central high plains. Across portions of the central plains into the lower Missouri and Mississippi valleys, conditions will be favorable for heavy rainfall rates, which may result in flash flooding. Ahead of the front, seasonable to above average temperatures will persist across much of the south and east coast through midweek. Dangerous heat and humidity has resulted in excessive heat warnings and heat advisories across a large portion of the South Central Plains. Meanwhile, behind the front, below average temperatures will extend south and east across the Northern Plains and Upper Midwest today. At Mount Washington, partly cloudy skies and 50 degrees with a west wind at 28 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 36 degrees. In Albany this morning, mostly cloudy skies and 68 degrees, the dew point 65, 90% relative humidity, a south wind at 11 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.32 inches and steady. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms, upper 80s. Boston increasing clouds with showers and storms in the lower 80s. And in Buffalo, showers and storms, then increasing sunshine with highs in the lower 80s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 86 degrees, the low 63. The average temperature 75, that's 5 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, 3.10 inches for the month, which is 74 hundredths of an inch above normal, and 27.96 inches for the year, which is 2.91 inches of precipitation above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 80 degrees, the average low, 59. The record high, 98, set in 1916, and the record low, 42, in 1977. Sunrise this morning was at 6:08 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:48 p.m. 13 hours and 40 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms likely today and highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. More showers and storms tonight, lows in the mid-60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms likely today and highs in the mid-80s. More showers and storms possible tonight, lows in the mid-60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms likely today, highs in the lower to mid-80s. More showers and storms possible tonight, lows in the mid-60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms likely today and highs in the lower 80s. More showers and storms possible tonight, lows in the mid-60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms likely today and highs in the lower 80s. More showers and storms possible tonight, lows in the mid-60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, the risk of a shower near 80, mostly sunny Friday and Saturday in the mid-70s, mostly sunny on Sunday in the upper 70s, a mix of sun and clouds, lower 80s on Monday, and a mix of sun and clouds with a few showers and storms Tuesday and highs in the mid-80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.